Yud Alef Tishri, Sunday the 15th of September, Rabbi Aaron Basus, Mitzvahs Yeshivas Sukkah.
First of all, very nice to be in the new enlarged Beis HaMedrash, and thank you very much for offering me to be the first speaker straight after Yom Kippur. It's a very great support. As you know, that we don't say Tachnun this period, because we are all mechupre avon, all forgiven. So it's a great simcha for all of us. We feel everyone feels a bit lighter, and it's a big zechut to be able to say the first shiur straight after Yom Kodesh. It's brought down in Halacha that the first thing a person after he breaks his fast, he should start already on the sukkah. Why? Because yelchu mechayil chayil. What's the inyan? Yelchu mechayil chayil. What's the inyan? The inyan is that a person in Yom Kippur, he comes closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to do teshuvah. So the first thing, the first mitzvah which comes after Yom Kippur, he's running to do it. He wants to do mitzvah simcha. So therefore it's not pshat that Halacha says that you have to start building your sukkah straight after Yom Kippur in the night time. You can't build in the night time, it's dark, it's whatever. Nowadays people do sukkah in the house, but in the olden days people used to do outside in the gardens. It would be dark and difficult to build in the night. But it means that person is so infused by his closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to make a start on building the sukkah. I have chosen to speak about the mitzvah of sukkah, one or two interesting points to do with the mitzvah of sukkah. I'll tell you why. Because we have now in front of us two mitzvot. We have a mitzvah of building the sukkah, and a mitzvah of buying the arba minim. Which mitzvah is more hashub? Who are we to say the erech of a mitzvah? But a person has to know. Sometimes it's brought down the halacha. A person hasn't got enough money for both mitzvot. He has to make a choice. Which mitzvah should he do? Should he do mitzvah of arba minim? Should he buy the arba minim? Or should he buy the wood in order to make the sukkah? Buy the schach to make the sukkah? Which mitzvah is more hashuv? So already is brought down in the poskim. This shaila is brought down in the poskim. Rav Eger says, if you've got money only to buy a mezuzah or to build a sukkah, mezuzah comes first. Mezuzah is more important, sukkah is more important than arba minim. That's what Rav Eger writes. He doesn't speak about sukkah and arba minim. But the Kav Chaim brings down B'Shem B'Samim Rosh and others that it's a dover poshut that even though it's hepech the gayon of mina gaolam, but it's a dover poshut that the mitzvah of sukkah is meh choshev with the mitzvah of arba minim. And I explain to you why. Very simple. First of all, mitzvah sukkah is a mitzvah d'oraita all 7 days. Mitzvah arba minim is only d'oraita the first day, the rest of it we take arba minim is only midrabanan. Secondly, mitzvah sukkah is bein bayom bein balayla, 24/7. For 7 days, the whole time is a mitzvah sukkah. Masha enkin arba minim, you lift it out once in the morning, the rest of the day you've got no mitzvah. Memela, the mitzvah sukkah is a much more choshev the mitzvah arba minim. Hevech min ha-goylam. Everyone's running to buy arba minim. But what about building the sukkah? That's the first thing. In halacha it's written, today, it's written in the Ramah. The first halacha after Yom Kippur. What's the first halacha? The Ramah says, you should build your sukkah, mitzvah ba'aliyadcha atach mitzena. The mitzvah comes to you today, you shouldn't delay. There's no mitzvah. It doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, there's a mitzvah straight after Yom Kippur to buy the arba minim. You can wait till tomorrow, you can do Erev Sukkah, you can buy the arba minim. But the mitzvah of building the sukkah is written in Shulchan Aruch, you have to build it today. What does it mean to build it today? Not just to start it. To start it and to finish it today. Because mitzvah bo liyotcha al yach mitzena. The mitzvah comes behind, don't delay it. Look at the beautiful weather Rebbe Shlom gave us. Last night we made Birkat Levana, even big chesed. The whole day was raining, yeah, before. And then we have a beautiful sky, we are able to make Birkat Levana. But look today, look at the weather. Are you guaranteed tomorrow it's going to be like this? And a person, how often you hear people, Erev Sukkot, we can't go out, there's too much traffic, this thing and this, and then they got the, you can't buy the wood, they can't this thing, all under this. Do today, build your sukkah today, make sure everything is ready. That's the mitzvah sayom. The mitzvah sayom is to build your sukkah and to finish it today. So, speaking about the chashivut, of mitzvah sukkah, to know the hashiva of this mitzvah. There is written in Shulchan Aruch, halacha in Siman Tafresh Lamed Tet, the last halacha in Siman Tafresh Lamed Tet. Nagu she'ein mevarchim al sukkah ele b'shat achila. The minhag is only to make the bracha leisha basukkah when we eat inside the sukkah. And the Rebbe Mor puts a stempel on this. These are the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, Maran. But the Rebbe Mor puts a stempel and he writes on it, v'hachi nahuk. This is the minhag Ashkenaz as well. V'hachi nahuk. A person who goes inside the sukkah and he's not eating anything, he doesn't make the bracha leisha basukkah. It's a minhag. Yeah? What's the basis of this minhag? Rabbeinu Tam. Svad Mos, we follow the Rabbeinu Tam and this is very interesting. But you will see even, we follow the Rabbeinu Tam in this even more than Ashkenazim. I'll show you why. Rabbeinu Tam said, a chiddush noira, we only make the bracha on leishev sukkah, on a sukkah, when we go inside the sukkah and we eat something inside it. If we go and we're not eating, we don't make the bracha leishev sukkah. From this came a big fallacy. This halacha has caused a big stumbling block in Klal Yisrael. I'll tell you what the stumbling block is. People think that if they don't eat, they've got no mitzvah to be inside the sukkah. Many people, if they don't eat, they stay outside the sukkah. They don't bother to build sukkahs when they need to eat. So sometimes people, they don't eat properly, they don't have bread and everything. They think they don't need to be inside the sukkah the whole 7 days. The first night everyone goes, second night for stars everyone goes, yeah, of course. But the rest of sukkahs, yeah, people think as long as they're not eating a suda, they don't have bread, they don't eat inside the sukkah. Why? Because we don't make a bracha leishev basukkah. So it's vice to choice, there's no mitzvah to be in the sukkah the rest of sukkahs. This is a big fallacy. And this halacha has caused this fallacy. Because people think in a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha, there's not a mitzvah. There's a tshuva in Moshe Feinstein. There's someone in Russia, talking about the time of the communism, Moshe Feinstein was 19 till 1930s, he was in Russia. And someone asked him in 1930 in Russia, a shala, he said, can he put on tefillin before he goes to work at home? Once he goes to work, he's got no chance of putting on tefillin. But the thing is, in Russia, the night is longer than the day. He goes to work, he has to be there 7 o'clock in the morning, it's dark. He can't put on, it's already dark, yeah? And the whole day he's at work, he comes home, it's dark. So, can he put on tefillin before he goes to work when it's still dark? The halacha says that you can't put on tefillin by night. But, is there any heter in this special circumstance? Otherwise he won't be able to mekayim and miss his tefillin bechlal. And Moshe Feinstein told him, he writes in the tshuva, you can put on tefillin and you can even make a bracha. Why? Because you can put on tefillin, it's written in Shulchan Aruch. If a person is makdim latzet laderech, yeah, he can already put on tefillin beloy brocha when it's still night. If he won't be able to put on tefillin, and then when it comes in his man, he can make the brocha. What is the reason for this? Because we paskin laila zman tefillin. Really, nighttime is a zman tefillin. Only we don't put it on in the nighttime. Shem yisham b'em, shem yafiach b'em. We won't treat it with proper color. But really, light is a month finished, you can really put on. Now the halacha says you can't make a bracha. You have to wait till it becomes light to make a bracha. But the tool brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz, that once a person's got up in the morning to start his day, he can really make a bracha. It's ready, his month filling. That which you say, loves month filling, that's only because maybe you're going to go to sleep. That only applies at the beginning of the night when a person normally goes to sleep. If a person's got up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning because he's starting his day, he learns that for me early morning. Yeah, he's starting his day, he's not going to go to sleep anymore. Yeah, he's the last one to finish with the bracha. So Moshe Feinstein Paskin, yeah, that in this special circumstance, that he's allowed to make tefillin with the bracha. Why? And he writes the Tam. He says, if I tell him to put on tefillin without a bracha, he thinks he's not doing a mitzvah, and he won't put on tefillin at all. So it's all to impress upon him that he's doing 100% a mitzvah, he told him, you can put on tefillin with a bracha. That's how Klal Yisrael look at the Indian of making a mitzvah with a bracha. But regularly tell a person, you make beloy bracha, he doesn't do it at all. He thinks in his mind, it's not proper mitzvah. It's a hidur. So therefore, the Welt thinks that is no mitzvah to sukkah the whole 7 days. Why? Because we don't make a bracha unless we eat. And if we're not eating, we think there's no mitzvah. It's a very big Torah. This Torah is already brought down in the Ribosh. The Ribosh brings it down. It's quoted. I'm not reading from the Ribosh. Another sefer, but it quotes the Lashon Ribosh. In Spain already, the Ribosh lived in Spain, Aragon. He writes over there. The Ribosh writes, the Lashon Ribosh. Chei nafshi, beireinu zot, she'ir ve'ein be'Yisrael. Not sure where he lived. Exactly in Spain. But he says it was an ir ve'ein be'Yisrael. Ve'ish ba'anashim chachamim unvonim v'idu'im. And got tamrei chachamim, your people, your shemayim, who are chachamim unvonim. Ve'ish ba'gam kein rabim, and there's many people, many yidden. Ein osim sukkah b'chag ha'sukkot. They don't go sukkahs. Ve'kol achad oklim chutz le'sukkah. And the whole of sukkah is to eat outside the sukkah. Rak she'belai l'rishu mekachim b'ezu sukkah. Only the first night eaten some sukkah, they've got over there. Umedati kmo ken osim shekmotam b'sham mekomot Aragon. And from my knowledge, they do in other towns in Aragon as well. Ve'e'ata echem b'kim b'diktuke mitzvahs. These people are so medacting all the mitzvahs, shebe mitzvah mefusemes kezu to'in ze'ata'ut. In such an important mitzvah, a mitzvah mefusemes, they're making such a mistake. And this mistake is repeated in Klal Yisrael Ad Yom Hazeh. Ad Yom Hazeh. It's a clear mistake. Why? People think, because of this halacha, that you're not allowed, that you don't make a bracha unless you're eating, people think that mitzvah of sukkah is like matzah. What's within a matzah? We know there's a hekesh between sukkah and matzah. Just like matzah, the mitzvah is only the first night, and the rest of Pesach, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. The Shulchan says, clearly it's rishus, that's ocher, that's a lochem. If he wants to eat matzah, he eats. If he doesn't want to eat matzah, there's no brocha matzah, the rest of Pesach. People think, sukkah is haynohach. It's exactly the same thing. They are ta'ut hamfusemet. Yeah? The din is not like this. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, the beginning of Simon Tavlat. Tafresh Lametet. You can have a look yourselves. The first halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Lametet. Maran says, "Keitzad mitzvah yeshiva besukkah? How does one fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah? Shiye ochel veshote veyashen." Umtayel bedar besukkah. Everyone should eat and drink and sleep and stay inside the sukkah. Mitayel means to stay inside the sukkah. When you're not eating, you're not drinking. What are you doing? Mitayel. Yeah? Bedar besukkah. Live in the sukkah. Kol shivat hayamim bein bayom bein balayla. All 7 days by day and by night. Kederech shudar bebeito b'shar yemot hashana. And insofar as a person lives in his house the rest of the year, that's how much he has to use his sukkah during the 7 days of Sukkot. What does that mean? It means you're not chained to your sukkah. Yeah? You don't have to stay inside your sukkah 24/7. Yeah? Because you don't stay in the house 24/7. You go outside your house to daven, you go outside the sukkah to daven. You go outside your house to go to work, you go outside the sukkah to go to work. You go to go shopping, shopping. You go on a trip on the tiyul, you can go on the tiyul. Yeah? You're not chained to your sukkah. But insofar, as much as you use your house, whenever you come home from your whatever you're doing outside, you come into your house, on sukkah for the 7 days you have to go to your sukkah. This is the halacha. This is the mitzvah d'oraita, mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. Not too much homeless over here. Not too much rabbanon. Mitzvah d'oraita yeshiva basukkah. I'm finishing. Ketzat. Man says, Ketzat. I just missed out one line. Bechol shivat yamim ose adam et beito arai vetsukato keva. The whole 7 days a person has to make his house arai. As his sukkah is throughout the year, he uses it as a shed, When does he go inside it? When he needs to get a bottle of wine, he goes to the sukkah to get the bottle of wine. That's how he has to use his house the rest of the, during the 7 days. Beito arai besukato keva keitzad. Therefore it means keitzad, says the Shulchan Aruch. What does that mean? What does that entail? Kelim ana'im matzaot hana'ot basukah. You have to take your nice table from your house, you have to put inside the sukkah. And your nice chairs, you have to put inside the sukkah. You don't put just plastic chairs inside the sukkah. Kelim ana'im, the best kelim, your house kelim, you have to put inside the sukkah. Don't leave inside the house. Don't leave a couch inside the house, because your house then becomes the ikkah. Yeah? When you come home, you want to relax, you lie down on the couch. You sit down on the couch, yeah? You have to feel the sukkah, that is your main place in the 7 days. So therefore, kelim ana'im matzaot hana'ot basukkah. So that is a very, very important point. Sukkah is not like Pesach. It's the first thing we have to know in Hilchos Yeshivas B'Sukkah. It's not Pesach. Pesach, even though there is a Hekish, the Hekish is only legabe the first night. Legabe the first night, there's a Chiyuv, the Oraita, you have to eat inside the Sukkah. What is the Chiyuv, the Oraita? Yeah, if we're saying that all 7 days you have to be inside the Sukkah, but you don't have to eat. You don't have to eat the whole time. You have to be inside the sukkah. Yeah, whenever the normal halacha, but you don't have to eat. No halacha for all the 7 days. You have to eat at any specific time. The first night, there's a hekish with matzah that you have to eat kazait. Yeah? It's a chiyuv. Whether you're hungry, you're not hungry, you like it, you don't like it, you have to eat a kazait. Just like you eat matzah leil Pesach. So you have to eat inside the sukkah the first night. That is the whole hekish between matzah. The rest of Pesach, there's no hekish. The rest of Sukkot, there's no hekish. That means Pesach, there's no mitzvah matzah. The rest of Pesach, you don't make a bracha when you eat the matzah. And if you don't eat b'chlal matzah the rest of Pesach, you don't have to eat matzah. Some people they can't eat wheat or they can't eat grain, whatever. They don't have to eat matzah the rest of Pesach. You can just have potatoes, rice if you're Svadi. And the rest of Sukkot, you've got a mitzvah called Shiva. Because the Torah says, but Sukkot teishvu shivat yamim. You've got chiv, the right to sit, dwell inside the sukkah. What does it mean teishvu? Chazal said, teishvu ke'ein taduru. You have a mitzvah to dwell inside the sukkah like you dwell in your house the whole year round. Teishvu ke'ein taduru. That is the mitzvah of the right. Kitz again the Rambam. The Rambam says, yeah, that there's a chiv, whenever you go inside the sukkah, you make a bracha leishu basukkah. Whether you're eating or not eating. Like. In the same way. Hainuhach. Kol zman shikanes leishu basukkah. It's perik vav halacha yud bet. In hilchos sukkah. Kol zman shikanes leishu basukkah. Kol shiv'a mevarech kodem sheyeshev hashekel isham stav isvan leishu basukkah. The Rambam says, throughout the 7 days, whenever you go inside your sukkah, before you sit down, the Rambam's minhag was that you stood up when you said the bracha leishu basukkah, and then immediately after you sat down. That's why when we do that other Yom HaZeh. Yeah? Not like the Rosh says that you don't need to stand up for when you say, because he holds, that the Rosh says the mitzvah sukkah is not only stand, is not sitting down, but it says leishu basukkah. Yeah, but Sukkot Teishvu doesn't mean you have to sit down if you haven't got a chair. If you haven't doing the mitzvah, of course you're doing the mitzvah if you stand up inside the sukkah. Yes, the Rosh says that when it says Teishvu, it doesn't mean Leishu Basukkah, it doesn't mean to sit, it means to dwell. And it says, but Teishvu beKadesh Yamim Rabim. What does it mean? They sat down in Kadesh the whole time? It means that they dwelt there, they tarried there, as we say. Yeah? So also the mitzvah is Leishu Basukkah is to mean to tarry. So the Rosh says that you can say the bracha sitting down, you can say the bracha standing up. It's Minhag Ashkenaz. Say the bracha sitting down. Minhag Svad is like the Rambam says. Yeah, since the Russian Chazal is Leishu Basukkah, we signify this by standing up when we're saying the bracha and immediately sitting down. Leishu Basukkah, Kipshuta. That's the Dat Rambam, and many Geonim held at the Rambam in this. Many Geonim held at the Rambam that you have to make a bracha every time, because the mitzvah of Sukkah is to be inside the Sukkah, whether you're eating or whether you're not eating. You go inside the sukkah to learn, you make leishu basukkah. You go inside the sukkah to shmooze with someone, make leishu basukkah. Yeah? And every you go inside the sukkah, make leishu basukkah. Yeah? When you sleep inside the sukkah, you make leshe basukkah. There's a Daat Rambam. Yeah? And many, many Rishonim held like the Rambam this. Because that is the mitzvah.
Huh?
Not if you're remaining inside the sukkah. If you haven't been out, you don't make your bracha again. Yeah? Because you've been doing the mitzvah the whole time. It's like any mitzvah, when you put on tefillin, you say the anech tefillin, you say again half an hour later, when the tefillin is on, you don't say again. Why? Because that's continuing, the mitzvah is continuing. If you take your tefillin off, and you want to put it on later on during the day, you have to make again the anech tefillin.
Yeah, but he went out to pick up his stuff. He went out.
He went out, yeah?
To pick up his stuff.
Pick up what stuff? Yeah, so if he just went out, so we hold normally, any mitzvah, stop the mitzvah, and immediately with the intention of coming back in again, you don't make another bracha. That's to become the minigan klal Yisrael. You take up your talis, you want to be excused, you come back, you don't make another bracha litzatif. Okay? Yeah? Yeah? So therefore, if you went outside the sukkah with the intention of coming back only to fetch something, you don't make another bracha. Yeah? Maybe the Rambam would hold you do make another bracha. Yeah? But I'm saying, lemaaseh, we don't make a bracha on that. Yeah? If you went out, and you made a hefsek, you went out shopping, you went out to on a tiyul, you went out to work, you went out to go to Davin, and you come back to the sukkah, come to the Rambam, you don't want to eat, you have to make a bracha leshe basukah. La halacha, we don't do that. La halacha, we do like Rabbeinu Tam, and we only make bracha b'shas achila. But this is what I'm telling you, they should know. It's not because Rabbeinu Tam holds differently from the Rambam. He also agrees with the Rambam, the mitzvah of sukkah is the whole time. So why did Rabbeinu Tam say only to make the bracha the time of eating? What's the going behind it? Zog the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, so the Rabbeinu Tam held that the ikka tashmish of a person is when he eats. That's the ikka hishtamshus of a house is when you eat. That's the most important thing that you do inside your house. And therefore, you only make the bracha on the most important thing, and that is poter everything else. It's not because the Rabbeinu Tam is choylek be'etzem on the Rambam, and he holds there's only a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah when you're eating. No, Mishnah Berurah says clearly in Siman Taf Yesh Lamed Tet Seif Katan Mem Vav, which is on this halacha, which says Nogu She'ei Mevarchim Al Sukkah B'Shas Achila. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, the Sfir Le Rabbeinu Tam holds the bracha Shemvarchim Ahar Kach Al Achila, he poter et hakol, it covers everything else you do inside the sukkah. Shehi Ha'ika, because the eating, that's the ikka thing that you do. V'hi poteret hashena, it covers the sleeping. V'atiul, and the remaining. V'alimud, and the learning. Shekulam tefeilim la. It's all considered tofel to the sleep, the eating inside the sukkah. That is the whole thing. That's the ganze lach. Very simple. There's no machloikas b'yisod. We think it's a tremendous machloikas. No machloikas b'yisod. The mitzvah is exactly the same. The shahala is, should you say the brach only at the time when you do the ikka mitzvah, or the ikka tashmish, not the ikka mitzvah, the ikka tashmish. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Or do you do it every time? That's Rambam. The master of the minhag is, and it's brought down in the poskim, that it should be mechaven. When he says leisha basukah, when he comes and he eats inside the sukkah, it should be mechaven that I'm saying now leisha basukah, and it should cover me for everything that I'm doing in the sukkah till the next time I eat inside the sukkah. Now, I told you that the whole of Klal Yisrael we hold at Rabbeinu Tam. The whole of Klal Yisrael we hold at Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was very the Bali Tosfos. Minhag Ashkenaz in many places always to follow the Bali Tosfos, follow Rabbeinu Tam. But Sfaradim, we don't follow, we have not followed the Rambam. This we follow Rabbeinu Tam. But here, we follow Rabbeinu Tam even more than Ashkenaz. And I'll show you how. Listen to this. Listen to this. What is the din if a person came inside his house, he came inside the sukkah, and he's eating a proper sukkah? He's washing, yeah? Of course he needs to say Leisha Basukah. He forgot. He's in his meal, and he remembered he didn't say Leisha Basukah. What's the halacha? Huh? He makes straight away, he remembers.
Still got
kazayis left? Still got kazayis. No, what kazayis with it? Should be kibbutz. Suddenly become kazayis. New halacha. There's no halacha kazayis rest of sukkah. Kazayis in the Irish. Just to tell you as well, nothing. The rest of Sukkah is written, Ochlim b'shotim arai chutz l'sukkah. You can eat and drink arai outside the Sukkah. Yeah, why? Because you also eat and drink arai outside the house. Yeah? If a person is thirsty and whatever, he has a drink on the road, he has a drink on the way, wherever he is. Yeah? Also, Ochlim b'shotim arai chutz l'bayit. So therefore, the halacha says, Ochlim b'shotim arai chutz l'sukkah. Yeah? What's called achilat arai? Ad kabetza ve'ad bichlal afilu bepat. Dehainu. People think if you wash, yeah, you can't eat outside the sukkah. It's a mistake. If you're having exactly kabetza, yeah, you can wash with the brocha, yeah, and you can make hamotzin, you can make bekad mazon outside the sukkah. It's only if you're eating more than kabetza that's called achilat kvar. Yeah, but you can bench on bread outside the sukkah. As long as you're eating up to a kabeta, not more. Normally a person can't be Messiah this. How do you know? But if a person is having, exactly, let's say, kazayit. So the din is by kazayit, you wash below bracha. You can't make until the sedam. Until you're going to make on kabeta. So you wash without a bracha, yeah, but you make bekar mazon. On kazayit, you make bekar mazon outside the sukkah. That's halacha. That's achilat arai chutz l'sukkah. There's no din of kazayit the rest of Sukkot. Forget about kazayit. Because that's only Lai Rishon.
How much is a kabetza?
Kabetza depends who you ask. Some go after the weight, and then you've got on weight, you've got different eggs. Some hold katnuat beitzim. The eggs have become smaller nowadays. Yeah? And some go after the volume. So there's many, many opinions on this. That's why I said that the master. We never mishai this kibbutz. We don't exactly know how much is a kibbutz. Now, so a person, he remembered. So you're saying if he's still got food to eat, yeah? Gershon said if he's still eating, let's say, more than kibbutz, for sure you make lesha basukah. Okay? Because even at the beginning of the meal, if you're eating our kibbutz, you make lesha basukah. What happens if you're not eating? You finish with your bread. You're up to your afters. You're up to dessert. After dessert, you have to eat ice cream. You remember, you didn't make leisha basukah. On ice cream, lekula alma, there's no leisha basukah. Yeah? There's a big machloikis if you're having cake, if you're having wine. Yeah? But on ice cream, lekula alma, there's no leisha basukah. If a person wants to eat ice cream on Sukkot, he can eat it outside the sukkah, and if he eats inside the sukkah, there's no brocha leisha basukah. That's klor comes to every pot, everyone.
Any amount.
Yeah, any amount. You can have the whole package. So, what is the din in such a case? So the Mogen Avraham comes out of the Moed HaChidush. Mogen Avraham says, you make Leisha Basukah. Nishno Dos, says the Mogen Avraham. Even if you benched, and you remember after you benched, and you're still staying inside the Sukkah, you can make Leisha Basukah. As the Mogen Avraham, Mr. Brewer brings it down to Halacha L'Maaseh. He says, one second. Im Shachach Levarach Leisha Basukah Asher Itchil Le'echol, יברך אחר כך על מה שרוצה לאכול, אפילו אחר כבר ובערך בקר מזון, יכול לברך שגם הישיבה היא מן המצווה. ישיבה זו זה מצווה. Suddenly now the Mogen Avraham is hot on the Rambam. שישיבה גם כן מן המצווה. What's make this? It means, the Mogen Avraham holds, that we hold at a better time to make the brocha time of achila. But it doesn't mean because of this, we're mevatel complete the pin of the Rambam. So when we come to special circumstances, we can make Leisha Basukah like the Rambam. This is an example. A person forgot to make Leisha Basukah at the time when he had his Sudah. So what does it mean? He's lost that Leisha Basukah. He's not doing any mitzvah? No! The Mogen Avraham says he's still doing a mitzvah. Even after he finished benching, it's better to eat something. Mishabura says it's better to eat something, even ice cream, even a fruit. Yeah? But if you didn't, even after benching, you can still say Leisha Basukah.
If you go to learn in the Sukkah.
Sorry?
Go to learn in the Sukkah.
Learn, yeah? You don't make Leisha Basukah. No. But the Mishaburah gives other examples when, if you make Ashkenaz, you say Leisha Basukah without eating. Listen to this. Two examples the Mishaburah gives. Kadva Achronin is in Sif Cotton. Memchet. Bamit ane basukot. Osh ein da'atu lechob pat. Be'otzo yom. Some people don't like eating bread. They've got something against bread. They don't like eating bread. It's too hard for them to make because of Muslim. So, they don't eat bread the whole time. Yeah? He's got no intention today to eat any bread. You don't have to eat bread in the Chol HaMoed. Yeah? It's nice thing to eat bread in the Chol HaMoed. It's written in Mishnah, it's a good thing to do. Twice a day to have a Suda with Pat. Yes, it's a nice thing. He doesn't want to chiyuv. Yeah? He does not eating bread. He doesn't want to wash. He doesn't want to eat bread. Yeah? So what does that mean? The whole day doesn't make Leisha Basukah? Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Lekule alma kol eman sheyetze yitzia gemur chayav levarech. That day, he has to go like the Rambam. Whenever he leaves the sukkah, he has to make leisha. Whenever he comes into the sukkah after having left it, yitzia gemur, he has to make leisha basukah. So let's say, he woke up in the morning, he went to shul, yeah, to daven, shachris, he comes up for shachris, he's not going to eat bread, he's going to have just wheat a bit, yeah, he makes leisha basukah. Then, he went shopping, he comes back, he makes again leisha basukah when he's come to learn, inside the sukkah. Then he went out again, he went for his tiyun, he comes in the afternoon, yes, make again leisha basukah. Bechein azdeh there. Okay? Why? Because the Mishnah Berurah holds that the minute of making leisha basukah b'shas achila is only insofar when you're going to have bread, when you're going to have an achila. But when you're not going to eat bread, then it's not mevatel, the ikadim, which is to make the bracha leisha basukah whenever you come into the sukkah. Another example. That's the Taz. Because the Taz in the Halacha. Because of the Chai Odom, he brings us the Chai Odom. The Hu Avik Sheti Yitzi Gemur Lachar Achila, because of the Nichnas, Velo Yechal Ad Ere, because of the Achila, he stuck all the palm, that's the Bet Knesset. But they gum can come, say about it. Yeah? He says, you had your breakfast, fine. Yeah? Now you're going to go to Shul. Yeah? You're going to go to learn. Right? And then you're going to come back from learning after 1 hour, and you're going to be 2 hours inside the sukkah before lunch. So what, 2 hours you're going to sit in without doing making a bracha? You're doing a mitzvah, make a bracha. So Mishnah Berurah says, B'Shem Chai Odom, in that case, you also make leisha basukah without eating anything. Is that passing the Mishnah Berurah? Yeah? You can't remain. This will be said, that you make bracha b'shas achila, is when you're going to eat, in the normal circumstance, when you're eating, but if you're remaining inside, if you're going to be inside the sukkah for a long period, yeah, before you're going to come to your suda, then you make leisha basukah before you eat.
Next is just done without anything to do with something you don't?
Yeah. That's what he said.
It's got to be connected to food something.
So this, the svadim don't hold. We hold that Rabbeinu Tam, there's no bracha leisha basukah ever except b'shas achila. Yeah, we never will make, yeah, leisha basukah unless we're going to wash and we're going to eat bread. Yeah? Even if we're going to be in the sukkah 5 hours, even that day we're not going to eat bread, we will not make leisha basukah at all that day. Yeah? That's how it's come out. We hold that this become like this so tied, yeah, according to the time, since the minhag is to make the only b'shas achila, we only make b'shas achila, not any other time. Yeah? But as I said, so that is the machloikas between the Mogen Avraham and the Ashkenazic poskim and the Sephardic poskim in this point. How far are we tied to achila, the gav of the bracha leisha basukah? But the gav of the etzem mitzvah, the kule alma, everyone holds the same thing. The mitzvah of yeshiva basukah, we mustn't forget, mustn't lose our focus. The mitzvah of yeshiva basukah is any time it comes, doesn't come inside the sukkah. Whenever he comes, all 7 days, bein by yom, bein by laila. The person comes and sits inside the sukkah, lies down inside the sukkah, he sleeps inside the sukkah, he does anything he wants inside the sukkah, he's mekayim the mitzvah basukah teisha shivat semim, a mitzvah d'oraisa. And that's why the Rambam says the mitzvah of sukkah takes precedence of the mitzvah lulav. It's not written in Shulchan Aruch to chap around your lulav today, but it's written in Shulchan Aruch to build your sukkah today. Amen.